This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. The president announced steps to fight COVID and Omicron this winter. One of the bigger measures, this requirement for insurance companies to reimburse the costs of at-home testing kits. Good idea. Is it going to work?
Doctors have been calling for more rapid COVID tests for a while now. But the U.S. hasn't done much to get that going.
A theory out there suggests that Omicron's origins aren't human.
But let's start with at-home testing and insurance companies. Larry Leavitt is the executive vice president for health policy at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, does this and the new requirement that international travelers have a negative test within 24 hours of their flight actually accomplish anything?
It does accomplish a lot. I mean, we have, I think, emphasize testing from the start of this pandemic. And the problem is that, you know, there's a period of time between when you get exposed to someone who is infected with COVID and when you yourself might have symptoms. But during that period, you can still infect others. So that, you know, has the potential to really fuel outbreaks. And that could be particularly true with a new variant. So, you know, regular testing, particularly if you think you may have been in a situation where you were exposed, becomes really important. The problem is, you know, you have a couple options now. You can go to a testing site or a doctor's office, but you may not get results for several days. By that point, kind of, you know, you may have already infected a bunch of people. There are also these at-home tests that have been on the market, but they're expensive. You know, typically, if you walk into a pharmacy, it's hard to find these at-home tests, but even if you can, you know, they come in a pack of two and they often cost about $25. And that's a lot of money for people. So what the Biden administration is proposing or will issue rules about is requiring insurance companies to cover these at-home tests at no charge to patients.
We would expect maybe some people to go through that and get the reimbursement. Do we expect most, though, to sort of jump through the hoops after the fact and say, hey, I bought a couple of these or, you know, six if I got a family. Now give me my money.
Yeah, you know, I mean, human nature is human nature, right? In fact, health insurance actuaries call this the shoebox effect. You go out, you buy these at-home tests at the pharmacy, you get the receipt, you stick it in a shoebox somewhere, and you never get around to submitting the reimbursement. Or when you do submit the reimbursement, the insurance company denies it, and then you forget about trying to, you know, appeal it or deal with it. So, you know, it's not perfect. In fact, if you look at what some other countries are doing, it's much better there. For example, in the UK, you can order tests for free online from the National Health Service. You can walk into a pharmacy and get them free. That would be kind of much easier.
And to your point, Larry, Germany, I think, is pretty much the same thing. But that raises the question, A, why can't we do that? And B, all these people who are pretty smart, I presume, who come up with these plans, do they not live in the real world? Have they ever actually have they gone to a pharmacy?
Have they gone to CVS?
Yeah, and, right, and try to get one of these tests and see if they can find it and how much it costs. Have they gone overseas and on their return flight actually undergo the pressure of having to have a test done not 3 days before now, but 24 hours before your flight? That's a lot.
Sure. No, there are complications in all of this. I mean, I went to a Walgreens to get a rapid test the other day, and, you know, it was behind the cash register. She only had a few of them, and it certainly wasn't easy. I mean, and part of what the Biden administration is dealing with now is they were trying to do some things quickly that they have the authority to do. They could go back to Congress and get money to buy tests for anyone who wanted them and make them available for free in pharmacies. But given how Congress works these days, that's not likely.
Yeah, but didn't they, because so much stuff has happened in the past 18 plus months, it's almost hard to keep track. Didn't they get money quite some time ago from Congress as part of all the different bills that went through to help because of the pandemic? Wasn't a lot of that money supposedly to subsidize things like at-home testing? Didn't President Biden a few months ago at a news conference say something along the lines of that these at-home tests will be available at cost? Well, $25 doesn't seem like at cost.
Right. No, there has been money to do it. Not enough to do, I think, what other countries like the UK and Germany are doing. But it's also as part of this Biden plan, they will be distributing tests to community organizations, community health centers, rural clinics. But, it's tens of millions. It's not billions, which is, what we really might need if we wanted everyone to test regularly.
Larry Levitt, Executive Vice President, Health Policy, the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Getting a rapid at-home COVID test can be difficult in the U.S. They're not always available at the drugstores, and when they are, they can be expensive.
Other countries have figured this out. It's something doctors here have been asking for as a way to slow down the virus. Dr. Blythe Adamson is an economist, epidemiologist at the University of Washington, also founder of Infectious Economics. Doctor, why can't the U.S. get its act together with something as simple as testing?
Well, it's fascinating to see the differences between countries and even how our health systems are designed. It is really producing some of the differences that we're seeing. I mean, you mentioned going to the UK where they have universal healthcare coverage. And so they're purchasing of all of these tests and distribution of tests to people in their country. It comes through a more direct funding mechanism. But here in the U.S., our healthcare system, we've got a fragmented healthcare payer system, and, it's mainly an employer based. So when individual people in a really unorganized way are trying to do things one at a time, it makes it incredibly difficult for us to maximize the efficiencies that we're seeing in other countries.
We also do this thing where we say, okay, we can rely on the private companies, private sector. They will bring these tests to market. And so we get a couple of options. Are there still too many hoops for others? Why haven't we? And they said they're going to, make it easier and streamline this and put a bunch of money towards bringing more tests online, but we've yet to see any of them.
Right. And I think a lot of us did expect private businesses to be leading, but interestingly, it's not the private labs that are leading, it's the private companies that want to reopen their businesses. So I'm starting to see one of the biggest trends is employers themselves are reaching out to local labs in their communities and contracting directly with them for their employees to be able to return to in-person work with testing offered at their office. So it's now becoming more convenient for office workers to get tested routinely. They're negotiating bulk discounted rates for the tests and in their contracts negotiating a guaranteed quick turnaround time so that they're, because we all know if you have to wait 3 to 5 days for PCR test results, I mean, the results are meaningless to you. They're not even actionable anymore. So I think that we are seeing businesses leading, but it's not the ones that we expected at the beginning.
Yeah, and also to your point about the amount of time that goes by, you know, there are, or at least will be shortly, apparently, at least two pills that will be on the market, right, that are antiviral pills that might help mitigate some of the more dire outcomes of COVID. But they both, the Pfizer one and the Merck one, have their optimum impact within a very small window of time, right? I think it's like 3, maybe 5 days at most from the time you test positive. But if you can't get the test to get tested negative or positive, then it makes those pills pretty useless too.
Absolutely. This is definitely, these new treatments are offering the best opportunity for effectiveness and improving your health if they are delivered right away. But you nailed it. If we don't know that they have COVID until 5 days later, you know, we've missed that optimal window. And so we've got to get a better system in place.
Dr. Blythe Adamson, economist, epidemiologist, University of Washington, also founder of the public health company Infectious Economics.
Coming up, where did Omicron really come from? A theory now says that maybe this new variant, Omicron, didn't start in humans. Maybe its origins and mutations formed in an animal body.
The idea the virus was made in a rodent and then jumped back to us, went from us to it to us again. Dr. Robert Gary, professor of microbiology and immunology at the Tulane University School of Medicine. So, doctor, your thoughts on this theory?
Well, I think the idea is plausible. I mean, you know, it's going to take a while to prove this. Nobody has shown that to be a fact yet. I mean, there are a couple other possibilities out there that are also probably equally as plausible about how this virus might have, changed into this Omicron variant. But it's an unusual one, that's for sure.
Well, is there some significance attached to whether, if this theory turns out to be the case, what would the significance, if any, be?
Well, it means that this virus, you know, can pass into animals pretty easily. And we already knew that to be a fact. I mean, we've seen white-tailed deer infected all over the United States. We've seen multiple zoo animals infected, lions and tigers, gorillas in San Diego there. So we know that this is what's called a pantropic virus or a generalist virus, a promiscuous virus, if you will, one that can infect multiple species. And we saw with the minks in the Netherlands and other places in Europe that the virus could spread into these minks that are farmed, they're kept in large cages, and then spread back to humans. And, you know, this is just one of the possibilities that we think that might explain this unusual Omicron variant.
And that's the dangerous part, is the spread back, right? Because we did the story about the deer, which was, oh, we are infecting the deer population, yeah, but we don't think the deer can give it back to us. Right. But if they could, then that would be an issue. Because if it mutates in them, it comes back to us. Yeah, reservoir.
Yeah, even if we can make 100%, you know, effective vaccine, which we can't, you know, if we just wait a little while and the virus is spreading in animals, rodents, deer, whatever, and it's changing a little bit, then it'll come back to us and then we'll be vulnerable. So that's a concern for the future.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I presume from what you just said that the ability of a virus to go back and forth is not that common, or if that's not the case, it's certainly not the norm.
And it's common in viruses that you know cause these outbreaks, these
okay,
you know, pandemics. So and think about a virus like rabies that can infect bats and raccoons and skunks and a whole number of species. So it's not terribly uncommon, to have a virus that is pantropic like SARS-CoV-2.
But does that mean, doctor, that it makes it more difficult in the future to prevent mutations?
Yeah, if there's the animal reservoir, we will be very hard-pressed to get rid of it. I mean, we've been successful with a couple of viruses, like smallpox and polio to some extent, because those viruses don't have animal reservoirs. If we, you know, see an animal reservoir for SARS-CoV-2, that's going to make it a lot more difficult to control, you know, over the long term.
One of the other possibilities, before we run out of time, is from someone who had, you know, long haul or chronic infection, right? That could be a reservoir, because if your body never actually clears the virus, it's still in there, and then you could pop it back out in its new form, right?
Absolutely. That's certainly one of the possibilities. And we've seen some of these multi-mutation variants crop up in people with immune suppressive disease and other kinds of conditions, drugs that they've been given to suppress their immune system. So the virus just kind of keeps there in the body for, it can be for months. We've seen it, and, you know, the mutations will, you know, gradually accrue over time in a person like that.
Dr. Robert Gary, professor of microbiology, immunology, the Tulane University School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks.
Researchers at UC San Diego are analyzing wastewater on campus to check for the Omicron variant. They've been studying the sewage since March of last year and have identified other COVID variants, including Alpha and Delta. Now, the samples are run through high-tech machines. Scientists then take the wastewater sample inside a lab for further testing. One microbiology professor says researchers expect to know within days if Omicron is in the area.
You can find this Odyssey original and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.